Candidates in Brazil's presidential race are taking their final laps around the country in what has become the most significant election since Latin America's largest country returned to democracy in 1985. Tomorrow, the choice for voters comes down to two polar opposites: a far-right former army captain who has told his supporters to prepare for war if he loses, or an elderly leftist who just 3 years ago was in jail for corruption. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this report.
This morning on a busy street in Sao Paulo, President Jair Bolsonaro campaigned like he loves to do, on his motorcycle. Wearing a black jacket, gloves, and no helmet, Bolsonaro poses for selfies with supporters. Daniel Figueiredo is an 18-year-old restaurant worker in a sea of Bolsonaro supporters waving Brazilian flags.
He defends family, he defends God, he defends our country, and he's a righteous man, and he defends what is right.
Bolsonaro's loyal base love his brash style. He frequently attacks the media and activists. During the COVID pandemic, as Brazil experienced one of the highest death tolls in the world, he told Brazilians to stop whining. On his watch, destruction of the Amazon rainforest has reached unprecedented levels. But he's trailing in the polls and could lose outright in tomorrow's first round. Supporters like retired flight attendant Fatima Garcia says that's impossible.
No, I don't believe the polls. I never did. You see, okay. He's very, very strong.
The only way he'll lose is through fraud, she says. And if that happens, she'll be out on the streets.
There will be a huge reaction from the public. Nobody will be stand still.
Bolsonaro has long stoked false claims of fraud. And given Brazil's young democracy, the last military dictatorship ended in 1985, many are concerned he could call in support from the military.
This guy is not going to go peacefully into the night.
Thomas Shannon, a former U.S. ambassador to Brazil, says he doubts Bolsonaro will find backing from the military.
The military is a revered institution in Brazil and has a lot at stake. You know, handing all that over to somebody like Bolsonaro is something that I don't see the institution doing.
And Bolsonaro's chief rival, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, also has strong support. In this campaign ad, da Silva projects himself as a serene man of peace. A win tomorrow for the 76-year-old would be a stunning political comeback. Just 3 years ago, he sat in a Brazilian prison jailed on corruption charges. A court later annulled his conviction. I have no time for hate, no time for revenge, he says. While many revered da Silva for his government policies that lifted tens of millions out of poverty, Bolsonaro tries to paint da Silva as a dangerous crook and communist.
Mentiroso, ex-presidiário, traidor da pátria.
You are a liar, an ex-convict, and a traitor to our country, said Bolsonaro during a raucous debate this week. It's unclear if that strategy will convince voters. If neither candidate wins more than 50% tomorrow, the two men will once again face each other in a runoff on October 30th. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.